Well, we're back with Too Fast, Too Furious, the best sequel title in history. Sid, where did we leave our heroes? Come on.
Hold on.
You got this.
I'm trying to think of Brian. Mm-hmm. Is that his real name?
Brian.
Yeah. His last name was fake.
Yes.
Brian let Dom go. Gave him his car.
Yes.
And let him ride off into the sunset. And Brian was there to face the consequences of his shoddy police work or whatever.
I'm going to just assume that they could not obtain a gun for that last shot. Otherwise, he would have been firing into the air and screaming as he let Dom get away.
Letty is still bleeding, as far as we know. I was very upset with us not finding that out.
Well, Too Fast, Too Furious is off with a real bang. There's scantily clad women and fast cars. Mm.
All my favorite things on film. I will say I agree that it is the best name for a sequel. Mm-hmm. When it came out, I distinctly remember Taylor and I just randomly throughout the day with like doing a call and response of Too Fast, Too Furious. We never saw the movie. We had no context for it. But it's well named.
It is very well named. I once saw... around this era, I once saw a...
You see that pink car? Charlie would love that pink car.
I once saw a customer service team training session that was called Too Fast, Too Courteous. Made the rounds on the internet. Anyway, we're off to a very good start with the appearance of Ludacris. Wow.
Look at those pants.
The pants are out of control.
This is... If last time was a hot topic...
Yeah. This is a...
Take off your white strips, honey. this is a Britney Spears video, is what that looked like. Those pants look straight out of a Britney Spears music video.
Anyway, we'll be back with you when we have some more insight to share.
You know, I made a lot of comparisons to Grease in the first one. Continuing that theme, when Brian showed up, at this race, at this street race, it had very strong Who's That Guy Grease 2 energy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When the cool rider shows up the first time and nobody knows who he is, and they're all like, who's that guy?
Cindy, you're continuing to describe this scene as if it's not one of the landmark moments in American cinema. Like, of course, everybody's seeing this moment shot for shot in their heads.
Justin, you may be shocked to hear this, but there are people out there who do not enjoy Grease 2.
I can't fathom it. I really appreciate how everybody color coordinated their cars to their clothes.
I also enjoyed that they're like team, or I guess pit crew, as it were.
Yeah.
They each have their own team, except for Brian, of course. He's a lone wolf.
Yeah.
You can tell.
His only true love is cars and Dom Nick Doretto.
But there, you could tell like they're each one had a team in the background that was cheering them on that was dressed kind of like them.
Yeah, which I like is variations on their theme.
Right.
I love that. Okay, so somehow Ludacris has just engineered the raising of a bridge mid-race to create a sort of makeshift ramp. Oh, and they're hitting the NOS, baby. They're going for
it. Well, you gotta hit the NOS.
Gotta hit the
ramp that.
I've always wanted to hear you say the phrase "Gotta hit the NOS," and I'm so glad I have that opportunity.
I'm kind of disappointed in Ludacris.
Yeah, it's incredibly unsafe. It's what if a family dangerous. Is driving home late at night?
Okay, this is a point I'm just gonna ask. We have been to LA.
Yeah.
And I'm not like I've never lived there. Oh, he just jumped his car over his car. That seems improbable.
Yeah.
I've never lived there, and so I do not claim to be an expert. But when we have been there, one thing that I was struck by was how the traffic was really as bad as everyone complains about all the time, right? Like, we really did sit in cars for very long periods of time to try to get places.
Yes.
Which was very frustrating.
But everybody's gone. They know that after... Smack that ass, this young woman has just shouted. They know that after 10:15 p.m., the racers on the streets.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Where are all the people? Like, not the cops to break them up. I mean, like, where are the...
Just the people driving.
Other people driving. Like, we know that the, in the last movie, they talked about eating dinner at 10 o'clock. So there are people out, like...
Just these people. Everybody else has.
Is that how it is in LA?
Well, if you don't want to be involved in a racing situation, yes, that is the deal.
After 10 p.m., the streets belong to the racers.
No, 10:15.
10:15.
You have a nice grace period there from 10 to 10:15 to get home before the racing begins.
They're just really empty streets. The streets of Huntington are never that empty.
Yeah, they're welcome to come here and do their races, though. We'd love to have them.
Oh, I would prefer they didn't. It seems very dangerous.
Sydney, you wanted to talk briefly about Brian's wardrobe.
I just, like, I get that he's undercover and this is the time period and I don't know, whatever we're supposed to understand about his character from these large shirts.
He, like, used to be a cop shorts. And he loved Dominic so much that he quit being a cop to let him go run free.
I can't, it's hard for me to knock Chuck Taylors because you know I love Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
The very tall white socks.
With the jorts
is a lot.
Every outfit Brian wears looks like he snuck into his much larger brother's room and stole his clothes.
The problem I think for me is that he reminds me of like the guy in high school who seemed nice enough, but would like partner with me for like class projects and then constantly be like, well, you can figure it out, you're a smart girl, right? Gosh, thanks. And then like leave early to go skateboard or something.
In my line of work, this guy, I mean, for me, what sums it up is Brian was a snare drummer. In marching band, Brian was a drummer. He's got that vibe. If you were in band, you know what I'm talking about. Brian's got, as I call it, BDE, or big drummer energy.
Just the socks. Was that just a thing back then?
The socks are...
I don't remember the tall white socks with Chucks being a combo.
You weren't in Miami, though. It's a much different
vibe. Oh, that's right. I do apologize. I was commenting on the lack of traffic in L.A.
Yeah.
But they are now in Miami, yes. Where I assume there is no traffic.
Apparently.
I haven't been to Miami.
In the documentary, Too Fast, Too Furious, there's no traffic.
There is no traffic. So if you... Somebody let me know if you live in Miami. Is it true there are literally no cars on the road after 10:15?
We just watched Tyrese rip off his shirt so he could smash the glass of a car. And it was shot in a way that made me realize how rarely men are objectified in film.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say that I'm sorry, I guess.
That was definitely what that shot was all about. I have to figure that they weren't going to have Brian remove his shirt because it's a giant shirt. It would have taken him a long time. He would have gotten stuck like halfway out of it.
His large West Coast Choppers t-shirt
would have taken
20 minutes.
Like a little boy with his arms half hanging out like, hold on.
Hey, yo, Tyrese, come help me with my shirt. Rum. Rum. I'm stuck in my armhole. Rum.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, Rome is obviously taking sort of the Dom role for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Toretto, a.k.a. Vin Diesel, was too busy filming Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, so he's not in this movie.
In 2004, he's not in this film. No.
That seems very strange.
Yeah, I miss him, too. Obviously, the magic is when the two of them are together, because this is a film series about their love, and it's about family.
I was wondering when he was going to show up, but I guess that answers that. You know, they broke the window of that car. I was just going to say, it seems odd to me that for car boys, they wouldn't know how to just like...
Jimmy it open?
Yeah, you know?
You can leave your shirt on to do that, is the problem.
Brian established that he used to boost cars.
Look at you, you're 1.5 movies into Fast and Furious franchise and you're already throwing around all the lingo.
Well, so why doesn't he know how to steal them now? Why did he have to break that? Why did he have to have his friend Rome break the window for him?
It's just funnier, I guess.
Oh, look at those empanadas and that fruit plate.
Yeah, they look good.
I was just going to say, while you're trying to figure out who the mean dad is.
James Remar.
I know I've seen him as a mean dad in something. an angry dad, a tough dad.
No, Richard Wright from Sex and the City. Dick from Sex and the City. Dick from
the show?
Yeah.
Or the movie?
No, the guy from Sex and the City.
That's honey, I never watched.
You know Dick from Sex and the City?
I didn't know. I don't know. Is that a character on there?
Yeah. Yeah, he was with Samantha for a while.
Nope, don't know this.
What were you about to say, sweetie?
I didn't realize you knew so much about Sex and the City.
Yeah, I mean...
No, I was going to say that I'm finding myself a little more invested.
What happened? How could this be?
I don't know. I think I like Rome, the character, a lot.
I mean, Tyrese is a hell of a screen presence. You got to give it up. He is magnetic as all hell.
He has made me laugh, which I don't think I did a single time in the first film. Not that they're supposed to be comedies.
It's an extremely serious movie about family.
But he breaks the tension in a nice way. When he ate the cop sandwich, it was very funny.
Yeah, both he and Dominic are very self-serious. There is not a lot of comic relief to go around in the first film.
No, I feel a lot more like invested in Rome's storyline and like what I'm worried about him as a character because they're in this dangerous situation in a way where like Brian seems fairly confident he's going to be fine no matter what happens. So it's hard for me to be worried about him.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that like I wasn't, I was not feeling invested in the characters in the first film, and I care a little bit more. I find this.
And Teresa's smile, by the way, what a megawatt smile. That guy could light up a whole city block. Forget about Rome. Sheesh.
Well, I mean, he's attractive, but like, I think that was already well known, but he really is. He's like very charismatic.
My observations aren't very worthwhile.
No, I'm just saying he's good actor is, I guess, what I'm trying to get at here. He's a very good actor, and I am enjoying his character, and I hope that things go well for him. Although
in all his endeavors,
I fear that the best case scenario is he gets to escape in one of Brian's cars at the end.
Yeah, here, take one of my cars. I'm gonna get double fired from the LAPD.
I'm gonna get double fired. Yeah.
Have you noticed, this has really started bothering me, have you noticed that these people have these incredibly customized, super fancy cars, but and they all have NOS in them, but the button for the NOS always is accompanied by this huge sticker that says NOS that looks like they printed it out on their aunt's label maker. Every single one has a big label next to the one button on their steering wheel that just says NOS on it. And it's like, you have one button on your steering wheel. How the fuck do you not know what's going to happen when you press that one button? You know it's the NOS button. Why do you have this insane? And if you are going to label it, why not put a little time and effort into your label?
I don't appreciate the game of chicken that we just watched.
Yeah. Yeah, but the NOS button, if you could try to stay on topic.
Sorry. I don't understand the lights under the cars.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That make them look like spaceships.
I'd love to get that in the pilot. Love to trick the pilot out with that kind of undercarriage
and a NOS
lighting.
Button.
Yeah.
I'll make you a sticker for the NOS button with my label maker.
That is half of the work is done at that point. The big bad guy, Verone, just asked Brian if his girlfriend was beautiful. And Brian said, yes, she's gorgeous. And the bad guy, Verone, said, you got balls, kid. And you notice, Sydney, that this is the second.
And then he said, I appreciate that. He likes his balls.
I appreciate your big balls.
He appreciates his balls. And in the first movie, somebody else was like, I love his balls. And there's a lot of talk about Brian's balls.
Yeah, I have to keep track. Yeah, Brian's balls are an important part of the storyline. And everybody really appreciates his big balls.
I just think that you said that the first movie was very sexual.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty sexual.
I was
not the first movie, the first franchise, which is how I refer to Fast and the Furious.
I was feeling a little more positive about female representation at first.
Because there's a racer. They Suki, allowed a woman to race.
Suki. I liked her. And then things have kind of started to go downhill in this nightclub.
Yeah. They've ended up in a scene out of Austin Powers somehow. They've teleported into an Austin Powers movie. Brian is wearing a shirt that looks like he meant to put his shirt in the wash, but instead put himself in the wash, and he shrunk while his triple XL big dog's polo shirt remained the same size.
And then he must have thought, well, it'll be okay. I'm going to a nightclub, and surely it'll be dark there because it's a nightclub. But no, he was wrong. It's the brightest nightclub that's ever existed on the face of the earth.
It's very groovy. Okay, so they have just, in order to intimidate a detective into cooperation, Verone, the bad guy, has... how would you describe this torture? I've never seen this anywhere in any film ever.
It's like 1984.
Yeah, I guess. They've put
it's a rat torture. Well, I mean, that's not exactly like 1984.
They put a rat in a rat bucket related. And then put a bucket on his belly and then are heating the bucket up with a blowtorch. And he said once it's hot enough, the rat's going to want out, and the only way to go is south into his belly, they're insinuating.
But it's going to eat its way into his belly.
Eat its way into its belly. I guess it's like one of those things where if it does work, it's like so sadistic. They're making Eva Longoria cover his mouth.
That's I don't know mean. If that would work.
I don't think it would. I feel like the rat would just die.
Oh, he's given up. He doesn't. I mean, I don't blame him. This has to be rough for you.
I don't enjoy it. It was the biggest rat I've ever seen.
Oh.
They're threatening his family.
He's going to introduce him all to his rat.
Hey, I've only got one rat, so everybody line up. We've got, does everybody have 3 hours? Because this is a very slow way. Yeah, we have one rat.
But I do have three buckets.
It's better than if he had three rats in one bucket. Everybody, wait your turn.
Do you think we could have fewer car-related montages?
I feel like this one is already less car-related than the first, right? There's less car chat in this one, I feel. I mean, there's like more cars than in Shawshank Redemption or any other regular movie, but...
So this is also not being filmed on location.
I don't know. There's a lot of green screening in this movie. This is an incredibly romantic shot of Brian and Rome just sitting on a pier, loving life, loving each other's company, two platonic men loving their relationship with each other. I think it's beautiful. This series is about family, and it's about platonic love. And I think it's very nice that the movie can highlight that for us.
He just said, man, you remember us growing up.
Hey, remember growing up and the things we did? That is basically the line he just said. Do you remember when my body was smaller and had less hair and yours was in a similar fashion and then we were in a similar proximity to each other? Do you remember that back in the day?
By which that I mean, already happened in the past times that aren't happening now.
Yes. Do you remember the linear flow of time extending out into infinity at the other end, but in the past is us as smaller people?
I just don't, they couldn't have filmed it anywhere where there was water. Yeah. Like they have green screened in a lot of water. Why did they set it in Miami if they couldn't find water?
Tough to find a sunset like this. Sid, you're looking at some golden hour lighting right here. I mean, it's beautiful. It's gonna be tough to get your setups and get their shots in and in an hour.
But like, even that scene, can you imagine that they were like, we need to have a serious conversation and reminisce a little bit. Where should we go do that? Well, there's a railing overlooking the ocean. Yeah. It's got some beautiful causeways in the background and a sunset. Let's go stand against that railing and have our conversation.
Sid, do you remember when we were younger? At the beginning of this conversation, I mean.
I don't remember anything anymore. It's all Fast and Furious. Can you help me understand the grappling hook? The grappling hook deactivates the car.
Yes.
Is this a real thing?
The cops shoot an electric grappling hook at the car and it deactivates him.
Is that a real?
We just saw it. I mean, we just saw it. Of course it's real.
No, I mean like real life real. Is there really some sort of electric grappling hook that cops can shoot into your car to make your car die?
It's frowned upon, but yeah. I mean, every cop carries in their bag a grappling hook that you can shoot at a car to make it die.
Are you sure? I've never seen one of those employed, and I feel like that in high-speed chases, you'd see them more often.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, I'm gonna have to Google this.
You have to imagine when they started filming, they were like, listen, the police have worse cars than the driving guys. We have to give them some sort of weapon to even the odds, and that's the best they can come up with.
They have guns.
Yeah, but now they have electric grappling hooks. So that's an upgrade. I find it hard to be invested. I'm going to be honest about this. I find it hard to be invested when there are a bunch of cars driving around because it's not a race. And I know that nobody's going to get hurt really bad. And so it's just a bunch of cars vrooming their brains out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't really like car chases, but I did like the big mix-em-up with all the different colors of cars. Like, all driving different directions.
Brian's classic mix-em-ups.
I thought that was... it reminded me of... Like, I never had a lot of Matchbox cars or anything. Mm-hmm. Or, like, Micro Machines or anything when I was growing up. But I had friends who did, and I always found them very aesthetically pleasing. Like, the big tub of the little... The sound they make when they kind of clack together. Yeah. All the different colors and styles. I didn't want to do anything with them, but like looking at them was nice.
It's nice you run your fingers through them, mm-hmm. through the cars, tiny cars, making yourself feel like a giant.
I liked my friends who had those sort of cars always had some sort of track that had a loop-de-loop that inevitably did not work.
So fun, yeah.
Well, it never worked. And less that was fun. Always my goal, was to sit there and try to like, hold on, I can help you with the physics of this. Is this his car that he stole from him? Or not stole from, one, I should say. One from him?
I am unclear. I can't tell one car from another. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no, all the cars ran together for me. Oof.
I remember Dom's car that had the laser cannons on it. That's about it.
Oh, does it have an ejection seat? It has an ejection door.
It has an ejection. Ejecto seat, because... All right, so that's an ejection seat in Tyrese's car.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, what
that's not a feature.
What a specific installation to make in your vehicle.
I believe the grappling hook before I believe that.
Oh, yeah, the cop's grappling hook. They have to have one. I mean, they knew they couldn't catch them, so they're just basically... They have one power that they can use against Brian and whoever's friend of the week is. Where the hell are they? What exactly will Brian do in this moment if he does succeed here? Is he going to catch him?
I think he's
not a cop anymore, so it's just like... Citizens arrest these guys.
I just love that they still are having Brian drive the... Like, he had to drive him, like... I don't know. 20 yards.
Yeah.
And... He was like, you still drive. I've already made it clear. I don't like driving cars.
I'll be walking.
He seems very uncomfortable with stuff that you would think. Like, he was trained as a police officer, right?
Who, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing now.
Kicking and punching.
Like, call your backup.
Call your backup squad. Hey, other police. There's a crime here, and it's beyond me.
Eva Longoria's in trouble.
Call more...
What's the code for that?
Quick, call regular police. Real, actual police. I'm just pretending.
Okay. I have a degree in biology. I have a minor in chemistry. I will say that of the sciences, physics was my...
least
favorite. It was the one I worked at the hardest to get good grades because I don't have good spatial reasoning skills, and that kind of stuff really, really is hard for me.
Yeah.
I like math, not physics. All that being said, even I know that there was no way that car going that speed could have ramped off a dock onto the top of that yacht.
Yes, it would have. Certainly the yacht would have been crushed under the weight of this vehicle.
No, it wouldn't have made it, honey.
Well, was the status on NOS? Did we see them pressing the NOS buttons?
No, there was no NOS. And this is also, we've already established in the previous scene, a big American muscle car. Mm. It's not one of the lightweight cars with all the extra stuff in it.
You think this is what they're going to... You think they're going to leave us with the exact same moment? Now that we're past the excitement, do you think that Rome is going to leave again? And Brian's going to get cover for him and he'll get fired again?
No, because, like, they did the right thing. So they're both free now.
So boring.
Yeah. They were going to take off with the money.
That would have been more. Oh.
3 bags total.
3 bags total. We're good. You know there's another bag.
There was. We saw him. He had the other bag. Yeah. There were 3 bags in one car and...
You gotta love this.
Some number of bags in the other car.
Brian's always one step ahead. That's why he can't be a cop anymore. He's too... Tricks them all.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. There were 6 bags, and they were going to keep them.
But I guess Tyrese had a change of heart.
Wow, Rome wanted to do the right thing. No, inappropriate.
Yeah. See, that's funny.
It was fun. That's what I'm saying. He's a way more charismatic character than they've had in these films, in my humble opinion.
Well, yeah, we called it. They definitely stole a bunch of money from that chrome, but who cares?
I mean, I kind of think they earned it. Like,
of course they did.
They did it. They did an incredibly dangerous job. They did all of law enforcement's work for them.
Yes, correct.
They went above and beyond what they were asked to do in pursuit of doing the right thing.
Of course they deserve all that money.
For total jerks. Other than Bilkins. Bilkins is okay. Yeah. He's an okay guy. But everybody else was a total jerk. And, like, they weren't getting paid. All it was is, like, we won't hold these crimes that aren't really crimes against you anymore. Although I don't know.
No,
obstruction of justice and aiding and abetting, I guess those are crimes.
Maybe, I don't know.
But still, the point being, I think it's great that they won out over the criminal justice system and got some money to boot. I'm for that.
I think
that if you enjoy Robin Hood, you enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Except they're kind of stealing from the rich and giving themselves, it sounds like.
Well, they're poor.
That's true. It's true.
They say that. They're hungry. They say that many times. They need cash.
So what's the deal? Give me your rating review for Too Fast, Too Furious.
I liked it better than the first one.
Huge.
I thought it had... I know you said the first one was about family, but I thought...
No, they're all about family.
I thought this one had more heart.
Because it's about family.
I liked it better. I still would not rate it as one of my top 10 movies of all time.
It's a tough list to crack, though.
There's still... If they could take out all the car stuff...
That's nothing, Sydney. That's just the Furious. Just angry people sitting in circles.
Okay, if you take all the cars out of the film, what have you got? You've still got...
Vin Diesel. Well, I mean, the love between Vin Diesel and Brian O'Connor. I mean,
well,
it's huge.
But not in this film, honey. We just watched Too Fast, Too Furious.
No, but you can tell
Vin
he's still not
over
this movie. You can tell he's not over it yet.
No, he's got Rome now.
Sure.
By the way, that was Eva Mendez.
Yeah, I know.
You called her Eva Longoria.
Oh, shoot. Well, I know. I feel there's egg on my face. I'm really sorry. I know the difference. I was just a huge Desperate Housewives fan, so I got very confused. I'm really sorry.
I don't know if you're right or wrong about who was on that, because I never watched that show. I have, like, zero knowledge of...
I know what Eva Mendez looks like, and I feel like a real...
Well, they're both named Eva.
I know, but it's still, I should know better. I'm really sorry. Can you forgive me?
Yeah, I mean, I'll forgive you. I don't know if Eva Mendez will forgive you.
Eva Longoria will, though. She's notoriously soft-hearted. Okay, that's our episode on Too Fast, Too Furious. Be sure to join us again right here at the same place for... Do you know the next one?
Three.
Your dad's favorite, I think.
Oh,
after talking to him,
that's right.
Tonight.
Tokyo Drift.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. We'll head to the land of the rising sun.
Dad is very excited about that. About us watching that. I was unaware that my father ever watched any of these movies. There's no way my mom watched with him.
He didn't enjoy it enough that he stuck with the franchise. Let's say that.
No.
So next time, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
No, I just can't wait.